Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining Alpha Bank Rights Issue conference call. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Marinos Giannopoulos, General Manager and CFO of Alpha Bank. Mr. Giannopoulos, please go ahead.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you to the Alpha Bank rights issue for 986 million euros. Today, together with me, is also Mr. Vassilios Psaltis, Senior Manager of Corporate Planning and Control. Well, today is a very special day for Alpha Bank. Our board of directors has just approved a rights issue to raise this 986 million euros. It's the first rights issue of Alpha Bank since 1999, when, as some of you remember, we have bought and merged with Ionian Bank. Proceeds will be used exclusively for the repayment of the 940 million euros preference shares that we have issued to the Hellenic Republic last May as part of the Greek Economy Liquidity Support Program. Pro forma for the repayment, we will have a strong capital structure to support our presence in the broader Southeastern European region. This enhanced capital base will provide strategic flexibility and position Alpha Bank ahead of our competitors to support economic recovery for the benefit of our shareholders. I will walk you through our presentation, and then we will open the floor for questions from the floor. Turning now to slide three, skipping slide two. Here we have the key parameters of the rights issue. Let me go through them. We are raising, as I said, 986 million gross of expenses, an amount equal to roughly 18% of our market cap. Shareholders will be entitled to subscribe to three new shares at 8 euros each for every 10 shares that they hold. The issue price represent an approximately 33% discount to TERP and about a 39% discount to our closing price as of Friday last week of 13.1. We are issuing 123.3 million shares. The transaction is fully underwritten by JPMorgan, acting as global coordinator and book runner, Bank of America Merrill Lynch and Morgan Stanley as joint book runners, Deutsche Bank as co-book runner, Citi, Nomura International, and UBS Investment Bank as co-leads. Very importantly, shareholders representing approximately 25% of our capital have already expressed their intention to exercise their rights. Some key dates for the transaction so that everybody can start doing their planning. Following the expected approval of the prospectus from the Capital Markets Commission, we will have a two-week subscription period. All in all, we estimate the conclusion of the transaction by end of November or at the latest, early December. Turning now to slide four. We have a very clear use of proceeds. We are repaying the 940 million preference shares issued in favor of the Hellenic Republic last year. This reduces pre-tax costs by 94 million per annum. Of course, Alpha Bank still remains committed to supporting the Greek economy with a stronger capital base. We will continue lending and adhere to best corporate governance practices. We have a strong capital structure. Pro forma for the capital increase and the preference shares repayment, we will have 9.1 Core Tier 1 ratio and 10% Tier 1. Of course, we are getting comfortably ahead of even the most tight expectations on the evolving regulatory environment. These strong capital positions gives Alpha Bank ample strategic flexibility. What do we mean by that? Firstly, opportunity to grow and stand up by our clients at a time that the banking sector as a whole in all our home markets, Greece, Cyprus, and the remaining Southeastern European region is constrained. Secondly, reinforce access to the capital markets and confidence of our depositors. We are a deposit-rich bank with strong access to the capital markets, and our new benchmark capital will underscore these attributes. Lastly, we intend to resume our consistent dividend policy, which was interrupted by law in 2009. Let me remind you that Alpha Bank has consistently paid a dividend since 1948. Turning now to slide 5, quick word on the economic environment and credit demand in Greece and our other home markets. As you see, Greece has experienced a very moderate GDP contraction last year versus the SEE region and the Eurozone. It's about a negative 0.5, still positive growth in Cyprus versus more than minus 4% in the Eurozone and the remaining SEE. All in all, the Greek economy appears to have a number of built-in stabilizers. In addition, tourism performed well against initial very negative expectations that did not materialize and has a broad-based, I would call it underground economy, still keeping up economic activity. Of course, you have some good as well from the economic crisis, which has helped to address a big chronic problem of Greece and many of the other countries in the region, which of course is the current account deficits, the main macroeconomic imbalance that have narrowed through reduced consumer demand, and also of course some help from the drop in oil prices. The involvement of the IMF and other supranational organizations in the region is also of course a very positive development. In terms of credit demand, we expect a pickup. Contraction for the last three quarters was as much supply-driven as reflecting reduced consumer and business confidence. Credit demand will still be there in our extended approximately 400 billion addressable lending market, and Alpha Bank being liquid and strongly capitalized should be there and will be there to benefit. Turning now to the use of proceeds on slide 6, it's the repayment, of course, of the Hellenic Republic preference shares. We have already applied for repayment to the Bank of Greece and have received their consent. Repayment will take place at the latest by the first anniversary of the issuance of these securities, that is May 2010. This has to do with the repurchase and cancellation mechanism of these shares. Upon repayment, preference shares dividends that we charge now directly to equity will be eliminated, reducing expenses by 94 million pre-tax. Ladies and gentlemen, Alpha Bank remains committed to the Greek economy, and we will continue to support homeowners, SMEs, and of course, medium and bigger and leading Greek enterprises in Greece and in the region. A few notable examples of what we have done so far this year: we disbursed 3.7 billion to SMEs, almost 35,000 borrowers in the first half of this year, 450 million in new mortgages, and we have decided to defer all repossessions activities for debt obligations of up to 200,000 euros until the end of this year. Turning now to slide 7, where do we stand after this capital increase? We will have a very strong capital structure, having raised capital at a time when credit spreads are at an all-time high. Our portfolio still remains defensive and well provided for, allowing us to focus on the future, exit the provisioning cycle when time comes, and not dealing with legacies and balance sheet restructuring. This enhanced capital base will reinforce our capital markets access and our depositor-friendly brand name, providing us the necessary liquidity to continue supporting our clients. Let's now go through these points in a little bit more detail. Slide 8, let's review our pro forma capital base As I said before, our Core Tier 1 increases from 7.1 pro forma for the treasury share sales in August to 9.1 now after the rights issue. That is 200 basis points. Our Tier 1 pro forma for the preference shares repayment reaches 10%, and the capital adequacy ratio would be 11.4%. With such ratios, we are taking proactive steps to comply even with a more tight regulatory environment. Also, seeing the build-up of our capital base, you see that we have less than 4% of goodwill and minorities. Coming now to slide nine, is what we call a cyclically attractive pricing level point. You see that loan spreads have expanded by around 90 basis points as a result of repricing efforts so far this year, and there is more to come as this process, as you know, takes time. Considering the economics of new lending of the front book with a spread of 350 basis points, we are arriving north of 25% return on new capital allocations on the basis of the existing business mix. Our deposits are also at a cyclically attractive position. From a main contributor to a bottom line in the past, we are now just breaking even. There is no carry on sight deposits given the all-time low Euribor rates, while time deposit spreads have turned negative. Firstly, we are closing the time deposit negative spreads, as we have already explained in the recent Q2 results announcements. And secondly, as interest rates will go up probably in the second half of next year, also our core deposits will become profitable. A few words about our loan portfolio. You have seen it before. Out of the 52 billion of loans, only 12% is unsecured consumer lending, where we have an extremely good performance. A very small part, 3%, are loans outside the European Union, and only 12% is outside Eurozone countries, as a large part of our international exposure, as you know, is in Cyprus. Our business loan portfolio, which is, of course, one of our main strengths, is well diversified among industry sectors, as you can see on the slide. Going now on slide 11, there are primarily two points worth mentioning here. Firstly, that we have what we have already explained to you in the past, the controlled deterioration of our NPLs, which is, I would say, stable. And secondly, we have early on adjusted our provisioning policy ahead of the anticipated deterioration that we are seeing currently. Now, turning to page 12, slide 12, we are on track to exit the provisioning cycle when the time comes. We increased our coverage already starting from the third quarter of last year. Today, as you see, we have 56% cash provisions against our IFRS NPLs, which increases to 135% when collaterals are taken into account. That is, the composition of the loan book, of our loan book, is extremely defensive with a lot of collaterals and a big proportion of mortgage loans. Turning now to liquidity, slide 13. We have a historic deposit franchise with large balances of low cost and sticky deposits. These deposits, in addition to currently being a hidden asset, as you understand, given the adverse interest rate and pricing environment, they fund also the bulk of the loan book. As you see in the bottom left-hand side chart, our outstanding wholesale balances are really limited, with only 6.4 billion outstanding securities in a 70 billion balance sheet. This balance includes capital instruments that are by definition long-term, and as you can see, the maturities are very marginal over the next 2 years. In addition, Alpha Bank still has a relatively untapped balance sheet, as it has started using its loan book only in 2008, and any ECB usage is for current marketable securities rather than funding the loan book. Going on slide 14, having gone through the financial effects, a more qualitative review of what Alpha Bank's platform today is important to stress again. In addition to our strong position in Greece with about 450 branches and around a 15% market share across products, we have a very highly visible position in the extended southeastern European geographies. We have, over the last 3 years, built a platform organically of high quality in the SE region. We have reached, thus, nationwide coverage. So, this network is under-leveraged and can generate significant additional revenues without incremental costs. Just a few words on our new organization structure on slide 15. This, we believe, is the right vehicle to execute our new strategy now. We have expanded our divisional model across our entire Southeastern European platform, replacing our old international business unit. These client-facing activities are now split between retail banking and wholesale banking. And these new groupings are headed by a general manager each to realize synergies in product developments across geographies, accelerate, of course, the response times to business opportunities, and capture the increased share of cross-border flows, which are happening already. We have further centralized all support functions under a chief operating officer. The aim there is to streamline the SE operation together with Greece that has been rolled out in recent years and support it with group-wide operations exploiting economies of scale in a more extended context. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't talk about cost control, we actually implement them. And lastly, of course, the capital discipline and performance monitoring functions are reinforced under the CFO function. Finally, with slide 16, I would like to speak about the intended resumption of our dividend policy. Dividend is something that is very close to the heart of our senior management, as you know, being themselves large shareholders and having cultivated a loyal, long-term shareholder base. Let me remind you that over 40% of our shareholders are retail Greek shareholders, over 110,000 people that have been with us for generations. Last year, it was the only year that we did not pay a dividend since 48, stopping 60 years of uninterrupted cash payments. As you will see, we have paid over the last 3 years 907 million euros, representing approximately a 50% payout ratio. We cannot claim the same dividends going forward, given new earnings levels and ongoing restrictions to maximum dividend to 35% of parent company profit for the duration of our participation in the second pillar of the liquidity support plan. Nonetheless, you can see where our management is coming from. This dividend payments has also been in a period of organic net asset value build-up without cash calls from shareholders. Ladies and gentlemen, I think on that note, I will open the floor for questions. Thank you.
The first question is from Mr. Kyrsis Alexandros of UBS. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you very much for this update. Hello. A couple of very, very quick questions, really. The first one is, what really determined the size of the rights issue? Do you have a target core or equity tier 1 ratio going forward? And when would you expect to adopt Basel II IRB? And what do you estimate the benefit to be? Thank you.
In terms of the targets, I think that we are really talking about moving targets here. As you very well understand, there has been a lot of discussion in international fora about how banks should be capitalized going forward. The issue is very complicated and very difficult to analyze on a conference call. We have always maintained that having adequate capital is very important for being able to capture opportunities. And of course, during periods where everybody was talking about, you know, less capital, we still had quite an adequate capital to capture the business opportunities we had. Of course, this again will change as we move throughout the years. But the most important parameter here is, first of all, the actual repayment of the government prefs and the possibility of the bank of building up its capital to such an extent that it can easily grow in the market that we are looking at. And, of course, gradually this excessive, in a way, capital that we're going to end up immediately after the rights issue will be used relatively quickly in building up these risk-weighted assets. And as I've indicated in the presentation, we have opportunities to put on our books quite profitable business over the next couple of years. So that, I think, is what you should put in mind rather than trying to look at specific numbers, which in any case we need quite well now, even if they go up by a lot.
Okay.
In terms of the Basel II IRB, I think that, you know, it's our intention to work on that to enter. We do not have a specific date for that, although, you know, by over the next 2 to 3 years, we should be able to complete the process.
Okay, thank you very much. And finally, on the organizational structure, these changes, are these directed mainly to cost savings, cost synergies, or revenues, as you mentioned in the presentation?
Mostly revenues. I think that what is important here, and of course, cost as well, but the revenue angle is important because we have built the base, we have built the platform, and as we were ready to change the organization structure, we had the crisis. So we have now to adapt and look at how we export better the expertise that we have in Greece to the whole of the region. And of course, we are moving now to a much more product business-oriented approach rather than a geographical approach, which was, of course, the first level of development of the bank when we move outside. This is usually how it happens. So we believe very strongly that over the next couple of years, the retail and wholesale, and also the wealth management, let's not forget about that, because at the moment it looks like a part which is not very interesting at the moment, but we are quite strong in that region as well and in that particular area. And we feel that as we move through the cycle, that all of these business areas will start expanding again. And that's the primary reason. Of course, by concentrating more and more the support functions under one general manager, we also achieve what we usually try to achieve at the bank of having a medium-term plan for cost containment. We don't like to take very abrupt actions about cutting costs in a big way when things go badly, because we feel that during the good times as well, we do not expand in a way that is a little bit irrational, and like, you know, going through acquisitions or doing, you know, big investments that are not well thought out.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from Mrs. Goldtanya of UniCredit. Please go ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Just a couple of quick questions, please. Firstly, you say that you will repay the government prefs by the first anniversary, which is the 21st of May 2010. I was wondering why this will take so long. If you raise the capital now, why can't you just pay the government back straight away? And my second question is linked to this. You say you're going to resume dividends for 2009, announced in 2010. And I was wondering, if around your results time you still have the government prefs, then you are going to be restricted as you said in the presentation, on paying only 35% of parent company profits. But last year, you actually weren't allowed to pay a dividend. So have you pre-agreed something with the government that they will let, or the central bank, that they will let you pay a dividend? Or do you plan to delay your dividend announcement date till after May, if it takes till May to pay the government press back, so that there are no restrictions at all on your dividend?
I think that for the dividend payment, I was very, upfront. We say that our intention is to resume our dividend payout ratio, our dividend as we have been doing for many years. There is no real objection from anybody to resume once you have repaid the prefs, and this is exactly what we will do. Regarding the repayment, we say that the ultimate date for repayment is the May anniversary. That does not mean that we cannot repay earlier, depending on certain other political parameters in general that refer to, the overall banking system in Greece.
Thank you. So if, though, you can't pay back till May, then you're...
I didn't say that. I said that our intention is to repay as quickly after we conclude the transaction and the money is in the bank. The process that we will repay, as you understand, we are a bank that takes care of the overall system as well, is to make certain that this is done in an orderly way, which means that since we are talking about dividends, the dividends are annual, and since they are annual, it takes probably it's easier for the whole process to be concluded at the first anniversary. It's a technical issue that can be resolved, of course, but I think that for us it is not important. What is important is that we have gone through the rights issue, we have gotten the consent, and we are going to go through that and repay at the latest by the 21st of May of 2010.
Thank you.
Welcome.
The next question is from Mr. Barristein Carlos of Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good morning. All my questions have been answered already.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Ramirez Antonio of KBW. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good morning. Just a couple of questions on the same topics that have been rising. Can you remind us what's the timing for the coupons on the government preference shares? So if you can please remind us if that was a quarterly or was an annual coupon. That's the first question. Secondly, on the dividend, you mentioned that you will resume dividend payment after the AGM of 2009. So that means that there will be no dividend against 2009, and therefore the earliest you think you can resume dividend payments is on the results of 2010. That's one question. Second question is, obviously your dividend will be limited in the future to this 35% of parent company for the time you are still using the government guarantees. What's the timing for you to get out of this government guarantee? So can you update us on, how the situation is on the liquidity enhancement program for Alpha Bank?
I think that let me answer the second and the third, and I will have Vasilis answer the first. Maybe Vasilis can start. Yeah, Vasilis, go ahead with the timing.
First of all, we shouldn't be speaking about coupons. These are preferential, and therefore they have a dividend. The dividend payments are annual, and they are subject to AGM approval. Therefore, that you can understand the technical mechanics around it, that effectively has to go to the anniversary date for repayment.
Mm-hmm. In terms of the dividend for 2009 fiscal year, our intention is to pay a small dividend, given that at the time of our shareholder meeting, we would have repaid the government. In terms of the liquidity and the guarantees from the Greek state, this is something that we will inform the market later on. Of course, our intention is to also exit that, but this is not something that is an urgent matter for us right now.
But one thing to keep note is that we are not speaking about public transactions. Therefore, we know very well where this paper is sitting, and if the bank would like to unwind those transactions, it could be very easily done so from a technical perspective.
So, just to clarify, so what you mean is that, if, let's say you want to exit the program tomorrow or at the same time you are exiting the government prefs next year, so what you are saying is that in order to be completely out of this program, you would probably need to buy back or cancel the debt that has already been issued. Is that the interpretation?
Yes, it's very technical, it's very easy to do because it has not been sold to the public. It's
okay.
Used as collateral rather than being sold to the public, so it's very easy to return the guarantee.
Okay. Thank you.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is from Ghosh Ronit of Citi. Please go ahead.
Thank you. It's Ronit Ghosh from Citi. I have three questions. You said in your presentation, Mr. Yiannopoulos, that profitability on new business was very good, on potential profitability. Could you give us some color on what you think your group ROEs can be in the new world with the new capital you'll be operating with, whether it's 8% or 9% core tier 1? And two smaller questions. On your presentation slide, on slide 6, you talk about you suspended repossessions for debt up to €200,000. Could you give us any color or numbers on loan modifications? What percentage of your Greek loan book or your group loan book have you restructured or modified? And finally, the tax rate. What tax rate should we assume going forward for your group, given the broader structural concerns facing Greece?
Okay.
Well, let's start on with the first question, Ronit. I think it is important to realize that currently the fact that we are in a position where, A, on the asset cycle, the spreads are approaching the top of the range due to the cycle. Number two, that we believe that it is already and it will be for some time with us a lack of capacity from the industry side. Therefore, if we combine that with a moderate, gradual increase in demand, there will be an environment over the next 2 years where banks that are A, well capitalized, and B, have a balanced business model from a liquidity perspective, will be able to write new business as at this stage. Taking into account a more business-related bias of our portfolio and the repricing that we have conducted, and given the circumstances that I've just elaborated, making the working assumption that spread will not go down in the foreseeable future, that means that all in all, on new business, we are going to be able to write that on an incremental basis of 20% plus, which, again, at this stage, for us being in the capital increase, we need to be very careful in making forward-looking statements, but simply making the working hypothesis of that, that means that the ROE for a bank with a business mix like Alpha Bank that can write new business under those terms, can over the next 2 years increase its ROE certainly north of 15%, taking into account that the capital that we're just taking, which means that from a core tier 1 perspective, core tier 1 will be deployed at these favorable levels and therefore over the next couple of years gradually coming down. Now, in terms of repossessions, what we need to clarify here is that this is something that is not particular to Alpha Bank. This has actually been a law that the late government has introduced, and that includes any real estate collaterals to debts up to 200,000, which have been deferred until the end of the year. What was the third one was about speculation with reference to tax was that running?
Yeah, but just to go back on the second question, I understand this is for everyone, but could you give us any comment on terms of loan restructurings or loan modifications you've done, which I assume everyone has done as well? And the third question is what kind of tax rate we should be assuming for you, given the burden that all banks and all countries, I guess, in Europe will be facing on tax?
I don't think that we can speculate on taxation. This is something that, especially during a time that we're going through a rights issue, taxation is something that is uncertain. There are certain laws that are very well clear, and what I can really talk about is what are the existing tax laws. I cannot speculate about what the future tax regime will be in Albania or Greece or Cyprus, for that matter. In terms of restructuring, it's very limited, and according to the new Bank of Greece regulation, this is something that will have to be included in the new capital adequacy calculations immediately, and that will be, of course, reported by the banks with the reporting period starting, I think, next year.
So it's very limited. Thank you.
The next question is from Mr. Gladys Panayotis of National P&K Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. I heard you just mention that your new capital will be deployed in order to grow your risk-weighted assets. And looking in page 5 of your presentation, I see that credit demand will be stronger in Cyprus and southeastern Europe rather than Greece. So is it fair to assume that most of this capital will be invested in Cyprus and southeastern Europe, or you will follow a more balanced approach? Thank you.
I think that what is not included in the chart, but is very well known, I think, to the market, is that we have 87% of our exposure in Greece and Cyprus. So, of course, when we grow, it's on the basis of that base. So you grow on the base that you have. And as a result of that, since we more or less grow in line with the market in most cases, of course, we do hope to grow a little bit faster now after the capital increase going forward. We think that we're going to keep more or less the weights very stable to what we have now. So in terms of the absolute level of capital, of course, only a negligible, not negligible, but a very small part will be employed in countries outside the European Union.
So you don't expect this mix to change substantially over the next couple of years?
The absolute level of capital employed will be extremely limited, the change that's going to occur. You can understand the difference. You know, if you're talking about a very small country, it may change materially, but it will not change the overall allocation for the group because they're very small markets.
Okay. Thank you very much.
The next question is from Mr. Luz Heiner of Goldman Sachs. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Most of my questions already have been answered, but I've got one question on the government bonds you bought, plus in relation to deposit spreads. Looking at what we read about the Greek deficit, it seems like the Greek government will be issuing more and more paper. Do you think that it's at one stage sort of a risk to the price you're going to pay for time deposits, given that the Greek government will probably also people going to repay compare time deposit spreads with government bond spreads? And secondly, sort of on your investment portfolio, how much of it is Greek government bonds, and what's the average duration, and what you're planning with this going forward? Thank you.
Two things there, Heiner. Number one is that what you have described before is indeed something that we have seen during the course of this year and also in the past couple of quarters of last year. Now, speculating about where things will go to, it's a very difficult thing to do, and we really do not want to engage into that. We have a new government. They have not laid out yet plans, and we do understand that, you know, they will be gradually relaying more information about how they want to tackle the public finances situation. There is, by the end of this month, also a first important meeting at ECOFIN, and there we may get some more light into that. Number two, about the composition of our book, we can confirm that the majority of that, the great majority of that, are indeed government bonds. Government bonds are of two nature. There are FRNs, which we use in order to address certain basis risks situations that we have in our books in order to make the appropriate ALM moves. And the second is that those that are of fixed rate nature, we tend to be on the shorter end of the curve, i.e. it's mostly three-year paper.
Okay, thank you very much.
There are no more questions registered at this time. You may now proceed with your closing statements.
Okay, well, thank you very much for listening in to our conference call. It is very clear. Alpha Bank is going ahead with the rights issue. The proceeds will be for the repayment of the government prefs. And thank you all for listening in. And again, we'll talk again most probably at the third quarter results in November. Thank you.